I was not paying attention. I know that y'all expect nothing more of me than to not being paying attention. It's Mickey, slipping you a Mickey. Hi, how the hell are y'all? I will get back to the Big Crit country shit, I promise. But I have to say that I've got a super special guest here with me tonight. Go ahead, toot your horn.
Not so special, but hey guys, it's Steve Rehash.
I mean, I feel like you're special, or I wouldn't have you on. Meh.
Yeah. It's a good start to the show, though.
Is it? With the fuck up?
Yeah. Well, no, that music I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. The Damned?
Yeah.
Yeah, neat, neat, neat. Yes. It's good, good, good. All right. Well, you know, we got a lot of great stuff for you listeners coming up tonight. Appreciate y'all hanging out with us. Again, it is Slipping You a Mickey right here on the very bestest radio station in the whole entire world. Like, not fucking kidding. Indy100.com. And Steven and I are going to be talking about just various shit, which, you know, I'm famous for doing. And we're going to play some great music, and I'm going to let him pick some songs. And I was telling him that since it is my show, I do have veto power. So I will, you know, I'll fire up the song, but if I'm like, I'm not feeling it, I mean, I'll pull it down, and not in an embarrassing to you way in any way. I'm just, you know, my listeners know that I'm oddly discerning. Like, you would not think that I was professional in any way, but when it comes to music, you know, I throw down.
Well, I don't see that happening, so.
What? Me being professional? Me vetoing your music? What?
Correct.
Okay. On both
we'll
accounts?
Be okay.
Okay.
No, I've seen your work. I know you're professional.
Next, sweet. He's just buttering me up.
Well, listen, the first question is that, you know, we're sitting here having this conversation in your apartment, and downstairs there's, you know, a full blown bar that's kicking down there.
So. Yeah.
I think what you should do is go down there and start broadcasting from there. Just make them give you free drinks every time you record the show. And
yeah. I think that is an excellent idea. And I will branch out. The problem is it's so small, and it's so there's so much gnat sound that it is hard to do anything at type like a bar situation. In L.A., we used to try and do that all the time. And, you know, honestly, by the time we had like 8 drinks, we didn't give a shit.
That's the point.
Exactly, right? But I am going to take your advice, and I am going to go downstairs to the bar next door. I don't want to give it away because, you know, I'll probably have stalkers.
I thought you already did.
I do. But I don't want to brag. Like, I don't want you to be like, wow, this bitch has stalkers and everything. I want you to feel comfortable with me.
So far, so good.
Okay, great. All right. So let's cheers to a great show. And let me back that Big Crit country shit up, because that song's a fucking banger. And yeah, Steven and I are going to be bringing you some stuff. So, everybody.
So I'm assuming that you don't bleep out the curse words on this fucking show.
No, you don't got to fucking do shit. It's the fucking internet, baby. It's like the Wild West on this show. You like that, huh?
Here we go.
Yes.
Giddy up.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Sit back, listen, and enjoy.
Super star, rubber bands in my pocket. I bought downtown. To the handshake drugs I bought.
We're back.
Boudreaux and Thibodeau jokes. Hold on, let me get my coat.
And you're listening to Slippin' Mickey. I'm Mickey. Hi, how you doing? How you doing, Steve?
Never better.
Never better.
Never better.
I like that, right? I mean, we're having fun.
Yeah.
Shooting the shit. The reason, I mean, that I really wanted to have you on, because you're fucking cool, but it's because I had so many great memories of voodoo, and you're the voodoo dude. You're voodoo daddy. Like, voodoo was your baby.
Let's clarify that, the voodoo music experience.
Oh.
I did not create the religion. Or...
I mean, you could have taken credit for both.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Well. All right, I do.
Okay. So in addition to voodoo, you did create the voodoo music experience. And for our listeners out there that are like in, you know, Japan, I mean, honestly, they probably have heard of it. But it was the greatest music festival continually, like, that I've ever been to my whole entire life. Mainly, I mean, it's like this whole concoction of all these great things. New Orleans, amazing bands. It was at Halloween. People are dressed up for Halloween. Like, it was like this whole amazing thing, and it went away. But you've got so many great stories about it, and you were just telling me this great story about Trent Reznor and the voodoo that happened after Katrina wiped out the city. So kind of give us the bullet point version of that. But you were going to move it, right?
I mean, I'll tell the story without my voice cracking, hopefully. Katrina was, you know,
a bitch.
It wasn't an excellent moment in New Orleans history, right? Because the levees break and the city floods. And if you don't know New Orleans, we call it the Goldfish Bowl, right? Because it's built, the levee system's built here. But if the levees break, the water comes in, there's no way to get out. So that's what happened during Katrina. And there was literally no green space left in the city except for one area, which is like a high point, the Fly, as we call it here, which is in Audubon Park. And we started looking for places to do it. And, there were all these great stories of, like, the guys from C3, the Charlies, called me and were like, you know, we've talked to the mayor of Austin and he's approved, you know, he was actually on the call. He's approved us, like, leaving up all the equipment and moving Voodoo to Austin. Ultimately, we moved it to Memphis.
We got a little mic check here.
mic check.
1, 2. You guys can't see this, but yeah, I'm getting the microphone pulled up to my face because I talk too low.
You are a low talker. That's okay. Okay, hang on.
Actually, what's it called? You know those shows that, you know, you just listen to, and there's these freaky sounds where the person on the other end's like gargling or yeah.
Oh yeah, that's actually been an episode of mine on Slipping and Mickey, but.
I don't know what that's called, but it's something.
We
ended up in Memphis.
Yes.
10 days before the show, so we're now 50 days from Katrina, 49 days from the levee breaking, and I decided to move it back to New Orleans. And there was a call with all the agents and agencies. And long story short, on that call, when I decided to move it back, a bunch of people hung up. We're like, we're done.
Bye.
And little did I know that Trent Reznor was on the call. And after everybody hung up, he's like, listen, I think Steve's doing the right thing. New Orleans needs this. That's the most important decision that we're making, right? It's all about New Orleans. And anybody else that has an issue with it, get off the fucking call now. And it literally was Trent's event, and he saved it and saved the festival itself. So, Trent, if you're listening to this, thank you very much.
Is he still here?
He's not.
He's not.
He's busy winning, you know, Grammys and Oscars.
Oh, yeah. He's like doing all the things, right?
He's a brilliant guy, right? But, you know, he and his partner, you know, making soundtracks basically for everything at this point.
Well, I do remember that particular Voodoo Fest, and it was amazing. But they were all amazing. Who would you, if I had to pin you down and force you to say off the record your favorite performance out of all of them?
That would be hard to do, but I mean, you know, Eminem the first year, or the second year, the first time Eminem performed. Nine Inch Nails both times. I mean, the 2005 event was so special. Every artist that played that bill.
Who else was on it?
New York Dolls, Queens of the Stone Age. List goes on and on. Which, again, if you're not from New Orleans and you don't know the magnitude of Katrina, the idea of doing a festival 59 days after a levee breaks, it's quite insane.
I mean, so people were probably close to still living in the Superdome at that point.
Probably, yeah. It was the first time that a lot of the artists got back to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Because they were playing, right? And it ended with, you know, the show ended at 11 o'clock at night, and then Rebirth did a second line up the river. Tipitina's was closed, but the party continued on outside of Tipitina's on the neutral ground until, like, you know, the next day, so, as we do in New Orleans. And then probably the most intense show, which, you know, it's hard to say that Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails is not the most intense show, but we had Rage Against the Machine first performance after being off for 7 years on a Friday night.
Nice.
And they just came out on fire.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I love some rage.
Yeah. I knew I was thrown out of the neighborhood association because my house was actually on City Park. And so, you know, they blew through an 80-minute set. And, you know, if the audience was up for it, they were going to do an encore, right? So it was 80 minutes of me going, I hope our insurance covers this. And they take a break, but they haven't played Killing in the Name of, right? So they come in, and, you know, it's one of those surreal moments where, you know, Zach and Tommy, they're all sitting there. And, you know, he's fucking Rage Against the Machine sitting here, right?
It's chilling.
But the audience realizes they haven't played Killing in the Name of, right?
Yeah.
So there's 73,000 people in front of the stage because nothing else. We shut down everything else, right? So
yeah.
Everybody's in one place. And they just start chanting, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. And it's like starts off. All of a sudden, it's like 5 minutes of 73,000 people chanting, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Yeah, I'm definitely out of the neighborhood association. It was closed before this, but this is the nail in the coffin.
Well, what's going on with Voodoo? You're not involved anymore, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. If you want to spill some tea, you can on the show. Nobody listens, just like 50,000 people, but...
Should I say it in Japanese for the Japanese audience?
Yeah, do it. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Sorry, guys. no, it's in Live Nation's camp, so...
Yeah.
Let them do what they do. And...
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like... Again, nobody that would tell on us is listening. I'll put it that way. Do you feel like when a huge... So, like, you create this thing that is so insanely amazing and organic, right? And then do you feel like when a Live Nation or whoever... like comes in and they take over, does that like suck the soul out of something, or is it possible for it to maintain its charm?
I am under a non-disparagement clause. So I can't say anything about
okay.
that.
Okay.
But yes, they do.
Okay. I mean,
I can't go any further on that conversation.
But. Do they like Swiftify it? You know what I mean? Like, and I, God love Taylor Swift, but what the fuck? I mean, honestly, that is like her, and this is so horrible for me to say. And if I've got anybody that's listening and they love Taylor Swift, I'm apologizing in advance and. But, like, what is going on? Like, how do we go from Rage Against the Machine and bands from the 70s? Like, we were talking earlier about Styx. Like, I love Styx, right? Kids these days are probably like, who the fuck is Styx? Like, but the bands that, like, had talent and they played music and they had instruments and, you know what I mean? And, like, now you have Taylor Swift that... Like, what is that? Like, I can't even put into words just how horrified I am that this is the biggest name in music.
I'm not going to rag on Taylor, but, you know, the worst thing I have to say about her is she's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. But other than that, whatever. But I had an interesting conversation along this vein.
With her?
The other night with a friend of mine, Melissa Weber, who's a music historian, right? And
okay.
I made the statement, and she's also a teacher. Like, we need a little rage right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we're at that point where, you know, when Rod Stewart does Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Mm-hmm.
The Sex Pistols responded, right? There was an alternative, right, to that movement, right? And I'm hoping that that's what's happening, you know, in the music scene. I don't see it happening. And she was like, oh, this is definitely not the kids I'm teaching, but It's an interesting concept, right? It's a, you know, if everything goes off the charts one way, and Taylor's, I'm not saying anything about Taylor going off the charts. It's just she's got a huge fan base, and
right,
she does what she does, right? And she's definitely never made a song called "Do You Think I'm Sexy," which I think,
yeah, or "Killing in the Name of,"
is possibly the worst song ever done. But
"Do You Think I'm Sexy?"
Yeah, by Rod Stewart.
Right.
It had its moment, but you know, Rod Stewart and the Faces, I love. I love Rod Stewart.
Right.
Rod Stewart doing disco is like he's ripping somebody else off.
Yeah.
He's taking the easy way out of like, you know, this is like, "Do you think I'm sexy?" Right? Who fucking writes that?
I know.
Fuck him. Fuck him for even recording it. So I think it's an interesting moment in time because the country's so divided, right? And I think your musical choices at some point, like, you know, where is the next... Well, you know, like I threw out the Sex Pistols, which is actually a boy band, so that's problematic. But where's Joey Ramone when we need him?
Well, yeah, but they did have Nancy hanging around, and so I kind of feel like, you know, maybe we give them a pass for her. I don't know.
Does that mean we're okay with Courtney and?
All right.
That's a rabbit hole we're going down here.
Is it? I mean, we can do that on their show. But
that's because nobody's listening.
Exactly. It's just us.
Except
it's
the
just,
Japanese.
Yeah, and the Italians. And an oddly large, bizarre number of Brazilians. Like, I get
sounds
less.
Sounds like you have a cool audience.
I do. I have an amazing fucking audience. You guys rock. I get so many comments, and a very small number of them are actually from here in the United States. They're mostly like, "Arigato, Mickey." Like, it's so cute. From all over the world. I love that. Like, I love, you know, spreading my love around the world. It's amazing because I'm fucking amazing. And
you like the internet radio of Genghis Khan. Spread your seed, baby.
Okay. I mean, he was kind of a douche, though, wasn't he?
I mean, I think you probably have some of his DNA.
Well, I think of myself more as the internet radio Cleopatra. Mm. Because men loved her, and she was a beautiful...
Which Cleopatra, though? The first one?
Oh, my God. Don't, like, pick it apart. Just agree. Just be like, yes, you're right. You're beautiful, and men adore you. Blah, blah.
Marry a Roman. Right. No wonder why you have an Italian audience.
Is that why?
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? You know what I do?
The Romans did seem to love, you know, Cleopatra, so...
Okay, well, there you go. So that's
right, two Caesars.
There, yeah. So
and Mark Anthony's still out there, so that's still a shot for you.
I am. I'm sending out my love to you, Mark Anthony. Come to me. Come to me. All right. So
back to the music.
Back to the music for just a moment. And because you've been talking about the Sex Pistols a lot, which I would normally not play, even though they fucking rock, but you know, they kind of blur the line on indie. I mean
fuck them, they're a boy band. Let's go Ramones.
Veto. I
just vetoed you on your own show.
Oh snap.
No boy bands except this one boy band, which is mine that I created,
the
Boys to Girls. Have you ever heard them?
No, but you just said you created them.
No, I'm in it. You know, Boys to Girls was a, you know, hot thing for 1 second on a Saturday night. Thankfully, there was no, you know, social media then.
What's the hot thing on a Friday night?
Doing radio shows.
Evidently, right? Especially specifically, Slipping You Mickey on the greatest radio station in the whole entire world.
Called? Slipping You Mickey?
Yeah. You get it?
I got it.
Yeah. Really, my name's...
Scary.
My name's Mickey.
That's why I'm feeling a little strange.
Yeah. I slipped
I'm
you something.
Very sleepy.
Really? I Cosby'd you. I Mickey'd you.
Oh, Cosby.
Oh, goodness. All right. So let's play some music. And I'm going to get you to spill some kind of really interesting tea. But I got to dig it out.
I'll be sleeping by then.
Will you? Am I boring you?
I've been Mickey'd.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like that's code for I'm boring you.
Nah.
Okay.
At the moment, yes, but not in
general. Wow.
Not in general.
Wow.
I'm just waiting for the next song. Is it Sex Pistols boy band?
It is Sex Pistols boy band.
Anarchy in the UK?
Just because you said that, and no. Oh, I do like that one.
Let me change that real quick.
Oh, my God. You're being mean to me. All right. Steve.
Not true.
No, I know you're not. You're really being sweet. I do need to get more tequila, though. All right. So, for the moment, we're going to have a little anarchy in the UK. Just because it's the first one that pulled up. Okay.
One, two, go.
All right. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Technical difficulties.
Supply, 'cause I want I was alone. waiting over here for life to begin.
Love that Pete Ewing guy.
You like that song?
Love Pete Ewing.
I enjoy Pete Ewing as well. I'm also enjoying. So I kind of made fun of you. I kind of made fun of you a little bit
after your roofie.
Yeah, but it's okay. You know, I make fun of everybody. I mean, I make fun of myself. So you came back and you're like, okay, well, you're going hard on these requests, and I'm not going to veto any of them because they're fucking amazing. So
I predicted that.
What, that I'm amazing?
You were not going to veto any of my requests.
That you're going hard?
It just took me a minute to get where the show was.
Did it? Oh, yeah. My explanation.
Now I get it.
My explanation of I do whatever the fuck I want was not enough. It was too vague.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now you know. I mean, I open with the damned. I mean, come on. Okay. So, what do we have? What is your first? Go ahead and tell us your first couple that are coming up. So we've got the Specials.
Ghost Town.
Okay.
Which is, you know, a little bit of a love tunes.
Is it?
Starts off a little soft and, yeah.
Aw. Okay. And then?
And then we end with,
yeah.
The Dead Kennedys.
But what's in the middle?
Too Drunk to Fuck.
Okay. I mean, it's like a natural progression. So it's Ghost Town. And then Orgasm Addict.
The Buzzcocks.
Buzzcocks, yes. And then.
We're talking, you know, proper punk back in the day.
Yeah. And then Too Drunk to Fuck.
I mean, that's a start, yeah.
All right.
I mean, you know, depends how long the show is. I mean, we all fucking night.
This show can be as long as we want it to be.
I mean, if you're starting with Too Drunk to Fuck, where do you end up?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that's, like, we just toss that one out. But anyway, I'm just kidding. All right, so, So again, I'm Mickey. And who are you again?
Steve. I think you called Voodoo. What is
that?
I created Voodoo. The
you
religion.
Did. You're the Voodoo master.
So, you know, for all you Voodoo priests out there.
Oh my God. Okay. So, because you brought up Voodoo, I feel like you would appreciate this. Do you know what my very favorite James Bond movie is?
Pussy Galore.
No. I mean, that's a good character. But no, my favorite movie is Live and Let Die. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The one that's here in New Orleans.
I've seen all of them, but yeah. Big fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're not...
That enthusiastic about it?
No.
No, this is me being enthusiastic about it.
Is it?
Yeah. Hey-ho. Wow. Put your hands in the air.
And like you just don't care. All right, well, okay, maybe we should play some music.
Are we talking about Irving Fleming at this point? Or?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Let's go.
Okay, talk about
him. You know, music. Galt goes back to, you know, Chris Blackwell and Island Records and Bob Marley and U2 and... His mother is the muse for Pussy Galore.
I did not know that.
Actually, all of the Bond women.
So it all ties back into music.
And, sounds kind of Oedipal a little bit.
British assholes.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's one, Island Records, since we're talking about this.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that has read the Bono and Bono book.
Uh-huh.
There was a actually a couple of shows that happened simultaneously. So the next song from my side of the history, right?
Is yeah.
A huge Bowie fan. And I'm listening to whatever midnight, you know, back then you would get your music news from wherever, right? And it was like always this like midnight. All
time, right? Yeah.
And it was an interview with Bowie. And Bowie, the guy asked, like, who's the... what's the best band in the world right now? And Bowie was like, instantly. There was no hesitation. Like, the Specials. Which, for the Specials fans out there, you know, I'm one of them. I would agree with. So happens that the Specials were opening for a band called The Police, who were on their first tour.
Okay.
It was the second date, if I remember correctly. So they landed in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, played a show, got all their shit stolen out of their van. So they had nothing. They showed up in New Orleans, played the show, and I was saying, yeah, pretty incredible band, right, at this point. It's the first record of The Police, right? So you never heard anything like it, right?
Yeah.
But the opening band blew the doors off. It was like the Specials came out. I just remember, like, you know, Neville, like, Monkey Man, who's climbing on the rafters at the warehouse. Like, what the fuck is going on? So, one of the great, I don't know, you know, how many people in this audience knows the Specials, but...
Well, they're about to find out who the Specials
they're
are.
They're up there, right?
Yeah.
And I forgot where I was going with this one.
You were going with the Specials.
I've been roofied.
Yeah. You've been Mickey'd.
Mickey'd, yes.
Yeah, you wish. Don't blame that on me. I mean, it is my place, and I have been serving you drinks. But you were going with the fact that the Specials is the first band that you... requested that's getting ready to play.
Good introduction. Perfect introduction.
There you go.
Yeah.
So how about I fire that shit up?
Let's go. Ghost Town.
All right. Listen, folks. Sit back, relax, enjoy. You're listening to Slipping You and Mickey right here on Indie100.com.
This time. I'm gonna draw. My head's a mess.
Nobody's listening. This is fucking Drive Me to Crime, dude. Saddled by the Side of the Road. And,
have you ever listened to this on cassette? Or A-track?
I did. Not A-track. I'm not that old.
The best make-out record ever on A-track, according to my best friend, Steve Brown, is Best of Bread.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You agree with that one, right?
I do.
Steve Brown, there you go.
Now that you say that.
You want my what?
Now that you say that, I was going to say, fuck, what's that song?
Nazareth.
No, the Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin on 8-track?
Yeah.
Thank you. beautiful song by Led Zeppelin, by the way.
Yes, but that's okay. Anyway, I did have, because I have an older brother. Okay, it wasn't mine. My older brother had this 8-track of this band that was, they were so fucking cool. I would like I was like five. And I would sneak up into his room whenever he was not home. And I would put on, he had these huge ass cans. They were like as big as my head, right? And I would sit on his bed and I would put in this 8-track, and it was this band called Rare Bird.
You got me on that one.
Right? And they were so great. Yeah, you just gave me the point, right?
That's a first.
It is a, yeah. So
I've got to Google that one.
You got to Google them. They were so great.
Of course, you know, I was the guy that had the next door neighbor. I didn't even know the brother, but he had all the cool stuff.
Did he?
And I would always argue, like, you know, come on, Kiss is so much better than Pink Floyd.
And then, well, and I would agree with that, honestly.
Years later, I was like, how do you guys let me pick the festival lineup?
If you check out Rare Bird, okay?
Dude, I think we deserve to play Rare Bird after this.
Oh my God! I love the way you think. You should just be like my permanent co-host.
What's the woman that's with Howard Stern?
Oh.
I can be her.
You can be her.
Yeah.
Robin.
I'll be Robin.
Robin, right? I'll be Howard Stern.
You'll be Batman. I'll be Robin.
Oh, I love that. Okay, let's talk after the show. let's make that happen. Now that I've set this, all my listeners, like, next week when you're not here, they're going to be like, the fuck, Mickey? Fucking suck.
I'll have to call in. I know.
You'll be like on the road with like Rage Against the Machine or doing some fucking thing that's so fucking cool, much cooler than what I'm doing. That I'll be calling you and you'll be like, click.
If I'm on the road with Rage Against the Machine, it'd be a good night. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're touring, but.
Will you still remember me though?
Uh huh.
No. You've already forgotten me, and you're sitting right across from me.
Let me think about that. I'll get back with you.
Okay. Like, who are you?
Is this thing still on?
Testing 1, 2. Have you ever seen, oh my God, so the other night, I watched this because...
By the way, while you're talking, you've got to pick the next song. So.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the bird song?
I'm trying to smoke and like talk, think, drink, be entertaining. I there's so much for me to do.
I mean, I feel like in the Bukowski movie. Eh?
I know.
I don't hate people. I just feel better when they're not around. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, okay. So I'm gonna
done away when you need her.
Okay, so I'm gonna find that Rare Bird song. Their drummer was one of the drummers that was in.
Cowboy Month?
The movie.
The Normals?
The movie. Turn Up to 11.
Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap. One of the drummers that, like, mysteriously explodes or whatever was the dude that was in Rare Bird. That's like a fun fact.
I mean, while we're talking about this, the people who are listening, Spinal Tap is doing a sequel, right?
Yes, here.
And Harry Shearer, somewhere in the French Quarter.
Who I've interviewed and is hilarious,
and
yes.
Married to the beautiful Judith.
Yes.
Who has a very funny story about Spinal Tap, where she became the handler for the midgets in the scene, right? Because, like, everybody was scared of, like, doing that. And she,
yeah.
And she was the one that had to, like, deal with, you know, that scene. So I'm just going to throw out the prop for it. Yeah, the Spinal Tap sequel is coming out, and it's being written in New Orleans, filmed in New Orleans.
Filmed in New Orleans, yes.
And, you know, Harry and Judith, God bless you, beautiful people.
Oh, my God. I got the chance when I was working at one of the other television stations here. He did an interview for us. He did all the voices, and it was fucking hilarious.
Those of you that don't know, Harry Shearer. Spinal Tap, but also does like 23 voices in
The Simpsons. Yeah, he's like,
I was gonna say Beavis and Butthead, but one of those shows, Beavis and Butthead are the Simpsons.
Yes, he's like the OG of the Simpsons.
Yeah, he is the Simpsons.
Yeah, he like does all the cool voices. But okay, so anyway.
And he's also a proper human being that...
Oh, yeah.
Who, you know, fought for the rights of every artist and won a gazillion dollars because Spinal Tap, those guys never got paid on that movie.
Yeah.
And Harry was the one that went to war with the record labels. And
oh, I love that.
Won it all. So now they get to make a sequel because they actually own the...
Yeah.
Or I mean, Harry does, and as a proper human being, gave it to the rest of the band, but the rest of the actors.
I mean, you know, and I mean, he's iconic for the scene.
We're getting drunk now. Let's go back to the...
Okay, so Rare Bird. Okay, you ready? Okay, so this is As Your Mind Flies By.
I know that feeling.
You don't know it.
Not the song, the feeling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would say we're having it right now. Okay, so here we go. Rare Bird, As Your Mind Flies By.
Doors by.
Hi.
We're back.
We're back. Oh, hang on. Okay, we're back. We're officially back.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Testing. Yeah. Eat the mic, dude. I know you're such a low talker. You know, the last time a low talker was popular, they ended up Jerry Seinfeld ended up wearing the pirate shirt. You remember that?
I remember the pirate shirt, but you know, I don't know.
It was the low talker was the whole thing.
I didn't really watch that show religiously, but I know a lot of people that do.
Oh, are you disparaging me?
No, I just wasn't a Seinfeld fan.
I mean, you know, it is. It was funny in parts. I will say that I do not enjoy Jerry Seinfeld as like a stand-up comedian. Like, I would not ever watch any of his in cars eating donuts and shit.
You know who's much funnier? Stephen Wright.
He's dead, though.
Stephen Wright died?
Yeah.
Did he call 911?
After he painted his house. Yeah, Stephen Wright's been dead for...
He didn't paint his house. It was a small world. He didn't want to paint it. Like, you can't have everything. Where would you put it?
See?
Name my dog Stay. Come here, Stay.
Yeah. He's dead. He's there in hell. He's been dead. He's like super dead. So, yeah.
Very difficult to accept that one.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he'll come back for you. I don't know.
He's still here. Yeah, it's just in a different universe.
In your heart. He's still here in your heart.
There's many worlds out there.
This is true. Don't scare me.
Jim Jarmusch is producing all of them. And Roberto Bonini is God. So I think Steven's still alive.
Yeah.
down by law, they escaped.
Okay.
And they lived happily ever after, all three of them.
Okay.
Tom Waits is obviously, he went west because he's living in Seattle.
Obviously.
And I'm forgetting the other character's name, but he went east and yeah, he runs in New York.
So. Jeff Buckley.
No, he couldn't swim.
He could not swim. He was
too soon. But too soon. Jeff Buckley was not in that movie.
No. But okay, Elliot Smith.
Love him.
He couldn't duck.
He did not by law, but
he did not. He couldn't duck. He couldn't get out of the way.
Hold on. I guess we have to explain this, right? If for your Japanese listeners.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Down by Law, it's Jim Jarmusch's first movie.
Right.
Completely brilliant.
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres, Tom Waits.
Yeah.
And it goes from
back when Ellen DeGeneres.
And Roberto Benigni's opening line in the movie is, "It is a sad and beautiful world." Because he doesn't know English, right? He's reading from a...
Right. And this was back when Ellen was funny.
I don't know if she was ever funny, but...
Ish. Funny-ish.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess she lost it when she married Ronald Perlman, but God bless her.
Did she marry Ronald Perlman?
Not the actor, the guy that owns Revlon.
Oh. Was this before Porsche?
It was a penny stock thing.
Oh, gotcha.
You're thinking of Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres. That's
literally... Different Ellen.
Oh, okay.
Ellen DeGeneres married Portia.
Right. And who is the Ellen you're talking about?
The one in Down by Law.
What's her name?
Yes.
Ellen DeGeneres. You literally just said that.
I think it was Ellen Perlman after she married.
Oh, okay. Are you gaslighting me?
Kind of. I've always wanted to know what that means. What's gaslighting me?
I don't know, but I feel like all these terms.
Like, I feel LOL, like this is like it. Laughing.
Yeah.
Who's got time to figure all this shit out? What's a gaslighting?
It's when.
All right, I'm already bored with it.
Wow.
Joke. Are we playing the Clash or not?
We are. Hang on. Did we roll
this
over?
This should be a nothing but Clash show, by the way.
Wow.
Have you heard of International Clash Day?
Yeah.
At Chicky Wawa?
I did that on my show.
At Chicky Wawa?
Yeah. I had Cole Williams. Is that her name?
Maybe.
Okay.
It could be Ellen DeGeneres.
It could be Cole and Ellen. It could be Mickey and fucking Steve. Who the fuck knows? But yeah.
If you're a Clash fan, then you're welcome.
If you're a Clash fan, you know.
In a shithole dive bar.
In New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the most perfect thing in the whole world. New Orleans shithole dive bar.
It's pretty brilliant.
It is.
Not the club itself. The club itself is completely fucking dysfunctional and idiotic. International Clash Day. Brilliant.
Yeah. But.
And but you're directed by Papa Molly, by the way.
So. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not going to hate on the club. Because
it's got a good sound system.
It does. The drinks are cheap.
Hey, not too cheap.
Cheapish.
And they've got sake.
Right. And there's a fucking food truck out front with brisket.
Sometimes.
From what I remember.
I mean, you know, usually just Patrick Templeman shows up with food. And thank you, Patrick.
And his wife. They're like, hi.
I mean,
this is our table.
Lauren is there. You know.
There's like literally a table that's like
She's got good taste. And,
yeah, there's like two tables that are like reserved for Patrick. Yeah. Like right when you walk in, because of course that's where I sat
Patrick,
when I went.
We're going to have to talk about that one.
Uh-oh. Did I just write him out?
That was a joke.
No. Oh, okay. Don't get me in trouble, dude.
You get your own trouble.
I know. That's so true, dude. I get in my own trouble like all the fucking time. Especially on the show. Okay, so...
Time for some music?
Are you bored with me again? Yeah. Okay, how about John Spencer Blues Explosion?
No?
Are you vetoing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not vetoing John Spencer. I'm going like
this has turned into an all clash for the rest of the show.
Oh, we're starting with Archie. Okay. So then
we're just going to get better from there.
Okay. So
it's
do I get?
It's International Class Day, but not an international class.
Okay. So then do I get to? Do I get to pick?
No.
No.
I'm the new Robin. You're fucking over with. I'm taking over the show.
You've canceled me.
International Class Day all the time.
Okay. All right. So.
But we are starting with Karchi, right?
We just played that.
Let's play it again.
We did, and we can't play it two times.
More or less.
Okay. So can I? How about I know your rights?
Yeah.
Is that acceptable?
Proper song.
Okay. All right.
God bless Sistrum.
All right. Let's.
I mean, if you didn't notice when you walked into Chickiwawa, the Joe Strummer photo on the mirror?
I did notice that. But it was kind of right next to the Kevin Kinney. Right?
Well, it replaced the Harry Lee. So.
Oh, okay. That's all right. All right. So.
I mean, the Nutria are under control.
Okay. So, no, we should just play this whole fucking Combat Rock. We should just play the whole fucking album. Start to finish.
Start to finish, and we're done with the show. Let's go.
Okay. All right, guys. We'll see y'all on the other side in an hour.
And next week, expect more Clash.
Nothing but Clash.
All the time.
Slipping you on Mickey and Steven and Clash.
International Clash Decade.
I love it. All right. Well, we'll start small with Know Your Rights right here. Slipping you on Mickey and Steven, evidently. Sorry. That was the John Spencer. Okay, that was the John Spencer's. Oh, my God. There we go. Public service announcements.
See, this is why I asked you to play the song.
Right? Okay, here we go. All right. so we were talking earlier.
Yep.
There's a fucking show coming to town.
Is this not like, have we not recorded for an hour yet?
We have.
Is this the eighth show that we're doing?
We're like on show two. I figured, I don't know when I'm going to get you back. So I'm going to take advantage of you.
No.
Yeah. In a good way and on the radio.
I mean, you know the name of the show. See where this is going.
Yeah. I've slipped you several Mickeys, bitch. Okay, so we talked earlier. Jane's Addiction's coming, right? Mm-hmm. But who's opening for them?
The Specials.
No. Dude. Love. And...
One thing you think they're like Tears for Fears. Right?
No. Love.
They want to rule the world?
And Rockets. Which is so much better than Tears for Fears. Love and Rockets is so damn good.
You know, it's so funny that all these like old bands are coming back. Like, Echo and the Bunnymen were just here.
Well, yeah, but because they're still fucking good. Because you got goddamn Taylor Swift poisoning our children. Literally. That bitch is fucking spewing her goddamn no talent fucking... Oh, I shouldn't go off on her. The point is...
I was just going to point out, you sound like an old person right now.
Right? Really? Yeah.
That old,
oh my God.
That old, you know, that new.
Right? Yeah, but would it?
I think my mama told me about that, about Kiss, right?
Yeah, but your mama did not tell you about fucking Love and Rockets, bitch.
She told me I did not want to go to Detroit Rock City. And immediately when she said that, I wanted to go to Detroit Rock City.
Right. And you, let's go ahead and acknowledge the fact that you're older than I am.
I'm older than the universe.
You are. Love and Rockets is coming to town. So I'm going to play my favorite Love and Rockets song. And maybe we wrap up this show. Like, I feel like...
I'm just going to ask this. Yeah. What do you think it feels like when you're a band from the 80s?
Yeah.
And you're opening for a band? I mean, even though it's Perry Farrell, you know, everybody would love to open for Perry Farrell.
Right. But, you know, I told you earlier that I'm more jazzed about seeing Love and Rockets.
I know. It's just,
than I am about...
It was just a question, mental question, right? Like, what do you think those guys are thinking? Not to mention the fact that they're playing a fucking Live Nation venue. Hi, EJ. Love you.
Love you, mean it. I would liken this to I told you earlier, my favorite band of all time was Styx, right? It's like Styx opening.
Where is Tommy Shaw right now?
Right. It's like fucking Journey opening for Styx at this point.
You know what would be great is to get what? Steve Perry to do Styx.
No.
The Wheel in the Sky is the Grand Illusion.
Oh, and just like roll it all over together?
With Jethro Tull playing.
Playing flute?
Yes.
Flouting it up?
Well, actually, Andre could handle that role with it.
Okay.
Are we getting...
You've gone off some surreal tangent.
I mean, it's all about, you know, great moments. So I would like to see Tommy Shaw, you know, Steve Perry, and Andre 3000...
I mean, I kind of feel like if anybody could make that happen, it could be you.
Tonight is the beginning of that.
Is it?
Wait till you guys, wait till next week, guys. You're going to find out the super show.
Right here.
And we're also going to put the Kiss band back together via a reality show. We're going to replace all of them with real musicians.
Wow. We are fucking...
Oh, yeah.
We are making some shit happen tonight.
What do you think about Tiny Desk? Can we get the Kiss guys to play Tiny Desk?
Yeah. I think that would be amazing, too.
Kiss on Tiny Desk would be huge.
Wouldn't it?
It would suck because they can't play, but...
But
it would be a lot of fun.
But then maybe there could be some local club.
Just, we replace them all. Right? Gene Simmons is played by somebody that can actually play.
Well, yeah, that too. But my point was, there could be maybe some little club here in New Orleans that maybe Kiss, because they're just too big in sound for the tiny desk. But they could play
a mini club, and we could get mini Kiss.
Yeah, a tiny club, tiny Kiss.
They're called mini Kiss.
Mini Kiss, okay. I like tiny Kiss
and
better,
we'll get
but
the Flying Elvi to Flying Elvi and mini Kiss in the same night. It's,
yeah,
it's overwhelming. I thought you could play some Love and Rockets.
That's good. You won't shut the fuck up.
How many songs do they have?
Oh my god, dude. You calling me out on my own show?
I mean, I thought we were going all class all the time.
And we're not.
Now we're fucking Love and Rockets?
We are.
Is it past 9 o'clock, by the way?
No. Maybe. What time zone are we in? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, fine. So, should I play Kundalini Express to wrap up Love and Rockets? And then you'll...
At this point...
You'll stop being mean to me?
At this point, you got to play Love and Rockets.
I mean, I feel like I do. Yeah.
And I think every show should end with Sid Vicious Is My Way. It seems like a natural sign-off.
Yeah? You think so?
I mean, you got to do it consistently because the song sucks, but...
Well, yeah. Okay, all right.
The part where I kill the cat, but yeah. Other than that, I would say that's a good signature.
Okay, so how about...
I mean, you're not paying royalties on this stuff, right?
Right. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Okay, so how about...
Play some Pearl Jam, by the way. Yeah, we've missed out on those guys.
No, I know, but they're not really indie. Right?
Like, are we playing anything indie at this point? The Clash are like fucking 50 years old.
Oh, right, but they're indie-ish. Loving Rockets.
They are indie-ish. Like, if you don't know The Clash at this point.
Yeah, fuck you.
Actually, that's a lot of people, but.
I know, but it's like, I feel like.
We had to cancel a band from, which is a. Whatever. I'm not going to mention any names. Right?
Tell me. Wait, whisper it.
There was a band that was booked on International Class Day.
Oh, tell me. Who?
And
whisper it in my ear.
I'm like, you know, not that Patrick wouldn't do it, but he asked me to do it. Patrick telling me, you know.
Yeah.
The guy that we were talking about.
Right.
And I'm calling him out now. He's like, maybe you should take this meeting. So I had to go take this meeting. Go like, maybe you guys would play later after we do it.
Woohoo, though. Tell me.
And the person said for the third time,
no.
Why is this so important? Why is this band so important? I hope she's listening. And I'm like, listen, you don't have to know the Rolling Stones music or appreciate it, right?
Right.
But if you're in the music business, you should know who the Rolling Stones are.
Well, yeah.
And the Clash are a generation's Rolling Stone.
Right, right.
Like Rage the Machine is a generation.
Right.
Rolling Stone. There's a series of those bands, right?
Okay.
That you have to know.
Okay.
And Love and Rockets is not one of them, but if you're going to play the next song.
That was such a nice build-up, and you're like, slam.
Hold on, I'm going to just keep talking while we get a Marlboro. I mean, who's still smoking fucking Marlboros at this point?
I know. It's Marlboro 100s.
Have you not heard of vaping?
Yeah, that's for pussies. I noticed you were vaping. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, my comment is, you know, what's wrong with pussies? Do we not like this?
I mean.
What do you think, Laura? Okay. Can we yell pussy, pussy, pussy?
We can, actually.
And we have.
I mean, I'm a chick with one of those. So,
have you met CeCe Adcock?
I have not.
You should.
Who is that?
Really? You don't know CeCe Adcock as a musician?
I'm
gonna have to educate you. We're gonna have to educate your audience.
Because, oh my god!
Brilliant fucking musician, even a better person.
Is that a she, he, they?
It's a good question. Because CeCe could go either way, right?
And I think so. It's a day,
and maybe. I think he does, but
okay.
Lafayette area.
Okay. Yeah.
I always say Grammy Award winner, but he always corrects me and is like, nominee.
Okay. That counts, right?
Did a record with that Led Zeppelin guy. You know that singer?
What's it, Robert something?
The one with long hair. Sang on it.
Yeah.
With a bunch of guys, bunch of coon asses from Lafayette, who definitely know Boudreaux and Thibodeau jokes, which is how we started this show.
Okay.
Should we end with a Boudreaux and Thibodeau?
Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
A Boudreaux and Thibodeau joke? let's call CeCe and see if he
can join. Okay, let's do that.
By the way, CeCe is your perfect Robin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you're not my perfect Robin.
No, it would be CeCe.
Okay. But
he's much more entertaining.
Really? Does he eat the mic so you can hear him?
I don't know. I'm just going to keep mumbling. Whatever. I mean, even Jason, it's a dynamic duo. Jason, CeCe. But, CeCe did soundtrack of, what was that crazy show with about vampires on?
Vampire
HBO show
bites you.
No, none of those shitty ones. The real proper one.
Yeah, it was, I know it because it was written by the chick that's like from.
I mean, you're in the business. You know these people.
Am I in business? I'm in the vampire business. Like you're in the voodoo business?
No, the film business.
Oh yeah. I mean, kind of.
Don't they, the Sunday night slot on HBO is pretty fairly.
I don't work for HBO, dude. I don't work for HBO, though.
Everybody in the world watches HBO on Sunday night, right? At least for a certain time period. Not anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. Vampire Diaries.
No.
No. True Blood.
That one.
Yes. Okay.
And most recently, he did the music for that Jake Gyllenhaal remake. That was a fucking whatever it is. But. What was that called? Yeah, it was Patrick Swayze originally. And
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that?
I did.
I didn't. I don't know.
You should.
Is it free?
You guys in
is it on,
Japan.
Is it on?
All you guys in Japan should fuck. Except just don't pay Amazon because the artists aren't getting paid.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Amazon. Whatever. Okay. So
you should watch it. It's actually quite entertaining. There's like good fight scenes, but the music's great. CeCe. The most recent record that he did was with a beautiful soul, Tommy McLean.
Yeah. Beautiful soul.
So they got a couple songs, and
that's
then
so
CeCe
sweet.
Beat the shit out of the English cunt, and it moves on. But can you say cunt on this one? Oh yeah, to the internet. Yeah.
Can I sing what? I can't sing any.
Can you say cunt on this one?
Oh yeah, no. You can say fuck, but you can't say cunt.
What if you had English guess?
Cunt.
Proper cunt.
Proper cunt. Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Love and Rockets? No, we can't. We can't end with Love and Rockets.
Let's go
back to Clash.
Okay, yeah, we're way past an hour.
Maybe we should go CeCe Adcock. Figure out who he is.
Okay. That sounds like a challenge.
I mean if you're gonna,
CeCe Adcock. Okay. All right, hang on. Let me look him up.
Which is a, bizarre name. You have to Adcock, but.
Okay. Hang on. Damn. You're like mean. CeCe Adcock. You're a Baycock. Yeah, I called you a cock. How do you spell it? A cock.
C.
A cock.
C. A D. C O C K.
Poke chop.
And it's a start. Not the best song.
Okay, what? What do we want?
I want to go pork chop, but that's the single right now.
How about Stealing All Day?
Let's go pork chop.
Okay. All right. So, hi, everyone. This is me, Mickey. And Steve, who's been kind of sort of nice but mean to me at the same time all night. I feel like he's gaslighting me in some way, but it's okay. We'll talk about it later when he's not here.
Still trying to figure out what gaslighting means.
I'll explain to you after the show. So, yeah, so we're going to do this CC Adcock poke chop.
CC Adcock.
Adcock. Yeah. Poke chop.
Yep.
What are you spelling? You spelling?
Not me. Not okay. Me, officer.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you,
Steve. That's my new single, by the way.
Not me, officer. I love that. So, thank you. You've been a super gracious guest. Gaslighter extraordinaire. And yeah, I'm going to chop this shit up, make two shows out of it.
I thought it wasn't editing.
You what? Well, it's going to be.
No.
I mean, I could make it one show.
I didn't agree to that.
You didn't?
This goes fucking straight out.
Straight out? It's a one show.
It is what it is.
All right.
We said what we said.
All right.
No fucking editing.
Well, the only editing I was going to do was just put it in two shows.
No.
I'm going to chop it right in the middle. No. Okay. All right.
Give the audience what they want.
Okay. So you're going to come back then and do another show?
Cece will be here, my replacement. He's going to make a great Robin.
Poke chop salad.
And he's going to play some music, and you know,
yeah,
I mean, he's much more talented than I
am. I mean, probably.
I can't even hit it.
And probably not as mean, because I feel like you've been kind of mean to me tonight.
Oh, please. We'll let the audience judge that one.
Will we?
You guys can vote.
They can vote.
All right, just been honest.
Honest.
I mean, you know, loving rockets at the class.
Really?
I guess that was mean too.
I mean, it's my show.
Okay, now we're going to the very
excited. Oh, that's hot. Yeah.
Thank you guys, and good night.
All right. It's been, So, hi. Slipping you, Mickey, and Steven, all night. And, meet us back here same time next week or whenever you happen to be listening. Again, you've been listening to Mickey and Slipping You, Mickey. Oh, yeah, do that later. And, have a great week, y'all.
All right, how late am I?
I'm not done yet.
Are you still recording? Hey, testing. One, two, three.
One more song.
We're still on.
I got one more song. Okay, hang on.
Oh, are we still on?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I already played
that
one. I already played that one. Hang on. Damn it. I did not play Poke Chop.
You did not leave that mic on live.
Oh, yeah. It's still on. Still on.
I was telling all of us.
While you were talking to what? While you were talking to my vagina? What?
Poke chop. Play poke chop.
I am playing poke chop.
Right now?
Okay. Yes. All right. So, peace out, everybody. Bye-bye.
chop, yeah, yeah. Who's shouting for my get on board? Pork chop, he got chopped up. It ain't high.